Hey, what's up, fam? Welcome to another episode of Black Twitter right here on BHL. Tonight, we're breaking down Black China and her messiness. Plus, Gabrielle Union and Ellen Pompeo sit down for a talk about women empowerment in the film industry. And Macy's gets it all wrong with their holiday ad. Coming up right after this.
Hey.
I like that. I like that. Little island of
Ireland. Two finger gunshot.
This is actually Nigeria.
I was like, this is African.
Yeah.
They don't shoot guns up in Africa.
Hey. No, they get lions.
It's my jam. Hey, this is going to play into what we're talking about later. But first up, welcome everyone. I'm your host, Alina Vision, and I'm joined by my amazing co-host as usual. Right here, we got Raylan.
Hey guys, Raylan T. So happy to be back.
Hey,
everybody, your boy LG, happy to be here. Alina's looking lovely, a golden smile.
Oh,
look how she's just shining today.
Thank you.
And then I got like these two, I got two ladies next to me too, man. Ashley and Raylan's back.
You're
I don't know
winning.
What we're doing, man.
You're
I don't winning. Know what we're doing. I'm just blessed.
And I am so happy to be back. Everyone, you can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV.
There we go. Yeah. Did everyone have a good Thanksgiving?
Girl,
yes.
I mean, I got the pounds to prove it.
Like, same here.
I was pescatarian, but
not for the weekend.
Not for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, you gotta push the rules, push the boundaries.
Yeah. I gave myself one cheat day. We're back. It's hard, but we're, you know.
Exactly. So, all right. The song we're coming in on is a Nigerian song because we're going to talk a little bit about Nigeria and Black China as our first story. Oh, the tea, honey, it is hot, it is spilling. And it's a mess.
It's everywhere.
So, where do I even begin? Okay, I first saw this story when I was getting my food ready for Thanksgiving, and I was like, oh, no, she didn't. No, she didn't. Mm-hmm. She did not. So, Black China sent out an Instagram posting last week, and it is promoting, she is now the new promoter for this whitening skin bleaching cream, and she was promoting a stop that she's going to have in Lagos, Nigeria for this cream. And so let's put up that right now on the, yeah, this is, for the people who can't see, is her ad, and it's pretty much her really light, wearing a blonde wig, straight hair, and holding this cream, making it seem like it's luxurious and whatnot, what have you. I feel all kinds of ways about this. I was aggravated, agitated, irritated. I was just mystified that she had the audacity to do this. But I really shouldn't be shocked because it's Black China and she's always trying to secure the bag. And normally I'm like, you know, I don't care about people's hustles. I'm not going to knock your hustle. But this time, no, sweetie. You are promoting colorism. You are taking it to a place in Nigeria. Nigeria, the World Health Organization came out with a study in 2011 saying that Nigeria, 77% of the people are using skin bleaching cream. Like, this is a huge epidemic. And a lot of these creams have, you know, things in them that can cause skin cancer, that can cause internal cancer. Not to mention, it's just you're playing on people's, you know, vulnerabilities and their insecurities. And this is not what we need in the Black community, period.
Yeah.
I hate this so much.
How ironic that she has all these other Black features, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She's known for having, like, a big ass and, like, full lips, which is things that, as Black women, you know, we naturally do have, but yet she's bleaching her skin and wearing blonde hair.
Yeah.
Like, the irony.
The irony of it all.
Of it all.
All right. You guys, I know you guys got something to say.
I mean, listen, I'm not even going to refer to her as Black China at this point. I'm just going to say White China. Because literally she is giving me all sorts of Casper the Friendly Ghost. And you know what? Over in Africa, it's so much different than it is here in America. Over there, like you said, 77% of the people, they do use this skin bleaching agent. So
that was in Nigeria.
In Nigeria. Right. But even in other parts of Africa, like this is popular. And it's a part of the social media just like standard. It's just what you do. And so she is definitely chasing her coins. Do I necessarily support it? Absolutely not. And her mom came out to say some crazy stuff that we can talk about later. But, like, as far as her promoting this skin cream, I am totally not about it. Like, it is completely ridiculous.
The funny thing about it is, like you said with Blac Chyna, it's hard to surprise me. Mm-hmm. But really, like, in this day and age, like, coming from the whole blackfishing thing and colorism and European standards of beauty, I was trying to think of the term last week. I couldn't think of it. I kept saying, bulls out the shoe, but what I really meant is when you open Pandora's box. Mm-hmm. And it's like, basically, I don't have a whole lot of judgment about this stuff because, I don't know, man, the way the world is at, you know, 100 years from now, it might be, you know, even things that we might think are more critical. But, yeah, it's just, yeah, I guess I'm dispassionate about it at this point, especially with her, cynical.
Yeah, it's typical. I wasn't surprised at this at all. And, yeah, I agree with you. Like, I'm just not shocked, and it's not necessarily something that, you know, is, like, commendable.
Do you guys think that she was really desperate for money?
That's what she said. She said that, you know, she's a single mom now. And I guess Rob Kardashian isn't, giving her any more child support. Like, he can't pay the $20,000 a month anymore. So she's saying, you know, she has to put food on the table. But
damn, like, well, okay,
there's, yeah.
But $20,000, okay, you can't do $20,000 a month, but damn, like, it's really that.
Sweetie, listen, so you can't get $20,000 a month, but how about you go and get a 2-bedroom apartment?
Yeah, exactly. So you are living.
Yeah, you're living definitely above your means. So I think that this is something that she wanted to do, and she did it. And there is an obvious difference from when we first was introduced to Blac Chyna and her skin complexion to what she is now. So, I mean, whatever.
Any thoughts on maybe, like, the Kardashian effect, you think?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I heard after the whole,
where'd you hear this from?
I read on the blogs after the whole Rob Kardashian fallout that, you know, Chris was trying to block her bag or whatever. Mm-hmm. But basically, I do know for a fact that her bookings and club appearances are less, and then she goes for, like, a lot cheaper now.
Well, maybe she needs to hit a pole again.
Get back to the pole, girl.
I mean, get back to the basics.
That's what you need. That's what you know how to do. That's what you know. Let's take to Twitter and see what people are saying. This one comes from Sincerely Tops, if we can get that up. She says, Blac Chyna partnering up with Africa's bleaching king and queen to create a new face bleaching cream is beyond problematic. It's really rubbing me the wrong way. Ain't no way in hell she would do that in L.A. Exploiting Nigeria's colorism problem is disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And not to...
Go ahead.
But the problem is
I'm like, is she, like, is she educated enough to even, like, put her... Is she... You know what I mean? I don't even know if she's even up on game.
And I was going to, just to piggyback off of that, I think in Nigeria, this is not a problem. And this is something that they're used to. So seeing her promoting this, they don't see it as problematic as we do as Black women in America. So I think that's
actually,
where...
Oh, really?
Actually.
So here's the tea. So this comes from... This is actually an Instagram story post from an artist named Burna Boy, he's like one of the big pop Nigerian stars over there. Mm-hmm. He said to her, Blac Chyna, you can come and shake your booty shab, but leave that poison in your house.
Whatever. He's just doing that
I saw a lot of people on Twitter that were from Nigeria that actually were not having it. And we actually have a video of her in Nigeria. People were actually trying to fight her. She did not get a warm welcome at all. So let's see if we can roll that video.
You know what's crazy is that while you look for it, there's this other artist by the name of Spice. She's, I don't even know if she's...
reggae artist.
She's a reggae, she's a reggae artist. I don't know if she's African or not. But she definitely came out with a single, like, a few weeks ago where she spoke on colorism. Mm-hmm. She had posted a picture of her looking kind of like what Blac Chyna is. And this woman is, like, my skin complexion. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people were, like, roasting her on the internet before even knowing why she did it, which was for, you know, her music video, which she was trying to bring awareness to, you know, loving the skin that you're in. Don't do this. So it's kind of ironic that Blac Chyna is doing this now.
I think this is so systematic. I think that the problem is so deeply rooted into the community, not only just in America, but in Africa as well.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is good because we're getting the conversation started. And I think America alone has gone such a long way. Hashtag Black Girl Magic.
Yes.
And natural hair movement. Yes. So I feel like, she will be in a wig during the holiday party. I'm just saying, I feel like within the past, I would say 5 to 7 years, that America has come such a long way. So this conversation is so heavily needed. And I think that although this is so disgraceful, that it's progress because we're actually talking about it and it's reaching Africa. So
right. And they're starting to talk about it a lot more in Africa as well, whether it's, you know, East Africa, West Africa, South Africa, to varying degrees. I know that it definitely, the Black Girl Magic and this movement is reaching over there. Yeah. It's just that there's so much colonialism, especially in those parts and areas.
Tried
that's
it.
Exactly. They
yeah.
They, I mean, if, when I saw that staggering number of 77%,
it's like that is norm.
Bananas to me, because if you have ever seen Nigerian women, are so beautiful. Some of the most beautiful people in the world come out of any part of Africa, you know, and to see that they're not happy with their skin tone and think that that has to be lighter just literally tears me up inside. Yeah. It's really sad.
Just throwing something out there. I don't know if it's
Well, let's look at this is Black China's mom, Tokyo Toni, you know, and her messiness. Here we go.
You bitches came for her about some skin cream. All you bitches needed. Take a layer of that dirt off your fucking face. Maybe we might find out who the fuck you really are, bitch. She a light-skinned bitch. Why the fuck would she not sell some cream? She ain't doing no fucking bleaching, bitch. She was a baby coming out my pussy looking like a goddamn whore.
I think we get the point.
One of the things I was going to weigh in on is that I was thinking about how ironic it is that it's so big in Africa, but really when you think about it, it's not, because that's the first place where Black people were colonized. I mean, if you believe in like the out of Africa's, you know, theory. So I guess it ultimately kind of makes sense.
I mean, but that it's not just a problem in Africa. It's a problem in East Asia, South Asia, South America.
Oh, yeah, like Asia. They literally not. Like, I totally agree with that. It's a problem everywhere.
Yeah.
And what she had to say was like, seriously, first of all, China ain't got, don't want no parts of you. They're not even friends at this point.
Right.
Like, they are literally so distant in their relationship. Mm-hmm. So her coming out with this and making this statement in support of her daughter was such a, look at me, like trying to get China's attention. And it is so pathetic, and she looks a mess.
Break it down, girl.
Like,
what does it mean, the dirt off your girl?
The ignorance. The ignorance. And then she always reaches out to the Kardashians and to Rob so that she can spend time with her granddaughter, but not talking like that, honey.
No.
Bitch, please. I can't. Don't let Dream out in the sun, honey, because Tokyo Toni gonna be trying to knock that little dirt off her face. I'm just saying, because she's black.
Is this really surprising coming from the woman? I forget the name of that rap song, but like she had her and Tyga's son, and she was just like, "You so ugly, your father's son." I was like, if somebody's gonna do that in front of their kid, about their kid,
I don't take nothing.
It's sad, so sad.
Yeah,
it is. And this is definitely off subject, but remember that guy that Black China was pretending to date?
Yeah,
the young one. So did you guys see that post of him? He now has a baby.
Yeah.
And he was like talking all kind of crazy to this baby, like cussing in front of the baby. Yeah. I mean, the baby was only probably like 3 months old.
Doesn't matter.
It was
like,
crazy.
Tell them niggas you ugly or something. Like, it was crazy. What? I was like, this is an infant.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Oh, my goodness.
It was crazy. I'm just like, you know what? The whole, all y'all can go. The Kardashians, too. Rob, you can say because you cute. I like a fluffy Rob.
Yeah, keep it.
There you go. Okay, there's one more Instagram post that I want to hit on this subject. This comes from at Ryan. It says, "I'm dead. Black China using Use Your Power to Empower t-shirt while she's in Nigeria selling overpriced skin bleaching products. Get the fuck out of here." Yeah, and there's a picture of her, and that's, you know, I can't with her. All right.
My girl, your rap career done.
Bye-bye.
Bleach and cream canceled. I mean, I don't know.
The only thing I feel like she can do right now is just grab another reality show, which I feel like I honestly think that it's shoppable because she is a hot topic.
Yeah.
But I don't I wouldn't tune in. I'm not watching that. But the kids will. No.
You think?
Yeah. She's a mess. We love a mess.
Either hit the pole or hit a man.
You know she's going to look for another man.
That's all you got. I know.
Well, she done been through them all. She went to Tyga. That was a dude. And then she went to Rob, and that was another dude. All he wanted to do was eat.
What about all this liberated black woman stuff? Such a liberated.
You can be liberated and well taken care of. Best believe, okay? Because that don't mean I'm not going to work. But daddy, take care.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
And it's not always what you do, it's how you do it too.
Here we go. He about to try and go on that Jill Scott again.
I wasn't even going there.
Yes, you were.
I wasn't even going there.
Okay.
But since you brought up
Thank you next.
You did the hand motion and everything. All right, we're going to move on to our next story, another tease. So, Gabrielle Union, Ellen Pompeo, Gina Rodriguez, and there was one other I can't remember, all sat down for a really interesting kind of roundtable, I guess you could say, about, you know, diversity, about women empowerment in Hollywood, about women pay. And I actually want to play Gabrielle's video first, because here she is talking about how a lot of times a casting director will go to one girl and try to lowball her on something and then go to the next. And everyone knows who the next person is, meaning, you know, the next woman of color that could be possibly up for that role. And how if we don't stick together, we're always going to get lowballed. So let's roll this clip. And it's a long one, but I think it's important to hear.
If we fall for it, then they have an excuse.
Well, and then they say, like, if you don't do it, somebody else will. It's hard to navigate that of, like, you know, when is it
Emma
worth
Roberts.
It?
Emma Roberts, yes. We all know who those options are, right? Who the next person on the list is. We know them, right? We're in the rooms, right? So earlier this summer, there was a job that I thought, you know, a friend had. Everybody knew that she had that offer. And there was a lowball attempt. And they were like, well, we're going to move on. She's like, bet, move on.
Mm-hmm.
And they move on to me. But that's my girl. So I was like, what you turned down, right?
I did the exact same thing. Yeah. Go on.
And so I asked for Moon Stars Rainbow over top of that. I have no intentions of doing it. I want her to get her money. Like, it's not my job.
Yeah.
So I lose nothing. It was never my job to begin with. But I'm going to make sure she gets paid. So
that's amazing.
After I pass, because of course I'm like, I'm going to ask for the exact same thing she asked for.
Yes.
So then we tell the next person, because we know who the next person on the list is, also a friend.
Ask for this.
And then the next person, they go down four people.
I love it.
End up paying her more than what she turned down. Because now they're like, but none of us lost a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and that's
what
it takes.
If you want someone, the ex person, and we're all in this together, I lose nothing by making sure you get your money.
Yeah.
I don't want a job that I'm only getting because they screwed over the next woman.
Yep.
Keep it like that. I don't want to be on that set. And that's communication.
It's not only communication.
All right. So, it's coming back. That is powerful.
It is.
That is.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, I think it takes a strong woman, an intelligent woman, and somebody who knows that if you're helping another person, eventually it's going to come back around.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Especially because in the industry, she does not have a great reputation as being, like, someone who is willing to help or to extend the olive branch. I just want to throw that out because we was all thinking it.
Give us content.
She is known as the biatch in the industry. So I'm like, what friend, what project? Because, honey, if it was earlier this summer, that means it's going to be coming out so I got my eyes on the street. Okay? Because I'm like, oh, what are they talking about? Is it Richard and the King? I don't know. But I do agree that the pool of black women actresses is such a small one that it is important to just help one another, even with black hosts.
Yeah.
Because they will pass us up on a red carpet.
They will.
And go to Becky. Hi, can you interview such and such? Yeah. Oh, so I wasn't standing here? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? And so I do think that just standing behind any woman, not necessarily a person of color, is so important. And I love what she said. It was definitely powerful.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Especially, like I said, even being in this studio, you know, you have some hosts that you come across that may have had more experience, and you come in, you're like, oh, like, you know, would love to, like, get a coffee with you.
You know
so
what?
You'd be surprised.
I maybe another time.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
What is meant for you is meant for you.
Exactly.
No matter what, you are not going to miss out on a blessing by blessing somebody else.
Yep.
That's just literally, if I can, girl, I got you.
I got you.
Yes. Okay, even though I'm hungry, girl, but when you get your plate, let me get a nibble. Yeah. Okay? A bitch is starving, okay?
And since you gave some really good perspective, obviously I'm all for like people getting what they're worth and egalitarian when it comes to pay. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think that's a good thing. But I just wanted one of the things that kinda irks me a lot of time is like when you hear the Chris Tucker example, you know, from Friday. Mm-hmm. And this has just always bugged me because every time they tried to get a new one off the ground with Chris Tucker, he's like, well, you know, I worked for cheap the last one, so this time I want 20,000. Most of these black productions don't get the big budgets that these mainstream studios
work
do.
With you guys.
Same thing with BET. People always complain
which is
about
the irony
being,
because
being married. They was not trying to give her her coins. And you know what? Gabrielle was like, I can't.
I will not.
And I'm done. She literally walked away from a huge show. In the black community, being Mary Jane was lit. Okay, litty boots.
I can't believe that. Which is, I think it's so ironic because. Exactly. Like, come on, BET, work with what you got. You know BET a mess. I know BET a mess.
Well, she was just like, y'all ain't giving me my coins. And I'm like, well,
BET ain't got a good programming. They're going to need they just need a little help. Okay?
I'm tired of these reruns, BET.
I'm tired. The programming going to need a little work. So, you know, you can't be too picky, Gabrielle. Y'all was the only, like, original scripted series I feel like that was holding it down for BET.
Yeah, but you know what? She does deserve, I'll say this, and this may not be a popular opinion, but to me, 5 years ago, Gabrielle Union was very famous in the black community.
Definitely.
But white people didn't know her. We may have known her as Dwayne Wade's wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But still, it's like, you are a hard-working woman. Give me what I deserve.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Like, I am putting in the same work as everyone else. Why can't you show up and put the money on the table? Because I deserve it. However, Gabby, did nobody know you? I mean, we knew you.
Yeah.
But white folk wasn't checking for you. You wasn't seen with Ellen before, about 7 years ago.
No,
I wasn't. Ellen was like, for Gabby, who?
You know what? Since you're on the subject of, like, just women getting equal pay, Gina Rodriguez is actually dragged on Twitter because in this, she said, I don't have a quote for it because I couldn't find an actual tweet quote, but I'm going to read it right here. It says, this is what she said. She says, I get so petrified in this space talking about equal pay, especially when you look at the intersectional aspect of it, right? Where white women get paid more than black women get paid more than Asian women get paid more than Latina women, and it's like a very scary space to step into because I always feel like I fail when I speak about it because I can't help but feel already so gracious to do what I do and feel like, culturally, I feel like I was raised to just feel so appreciative of getting here.
No, girl. No. You want to know why black women are at the second tier?
Listen.
It's because we got a big mouth.
Yeah.
And we're going to be like, no. So you need to speak up. I can understand her being timid in this space, but without your voice, you're never going to
and
get it.
And just black women have just been exploited for our entertainment for so long.
We tired.
So long.
Yeah.
It's time you give up the motherfucking coins.
Right. It is. Yeah.
Cough them coins up.
What do you think, Gal?
Counterpoint.
Yes,
counterpoint.
It
would be interesting. It would be interesting if I didn't give a counterpoint.
Yes, let's see the counterpoint.
As black people, you know, we know we've always been kind of like at the lower end economically, and there's data proven that we get paid less. But trying to be open-minded, I'm wondering what statistics she saw and if she could have posted it. And, like, what was the context? Yeah.
I did see statistics, and it is true.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. So she has a point.
There
but
we go.
You know how
I think
long
it's,
that we've been trying to...
Right, exactly.
And we also say something. Yeah. Like, we are quick to be like, no, this is what we deserve. This is what I want.
Right.
Even if we don't get it, we're still at it. Like, we are so resilient as a people, and that's what I love most about the black community.
But
that's, like,
but it's like, it's our gift and our curse to be this vocal.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, well, you want too much.
Like, a lot of people brought up Sofia Vergara being like the highest paid
Latina
woman.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. On
shout out
Tyler
Perry, he put her on.
Yeah,
But you know what? It's kind of like she's playing into a stereotype, yeah, right? Which is exactly. Interesting because I see her and it's like, I see her. There's no depth. It's like, I know what I'm going to get. Yeah. Right. The accent and all. So it's like, it's kind of like Tiffany Haddish.
I got your back on that. I was the first one kicking that. You know what you are going to get. That's rebellion right now on Twitter. I mean, in social media, as far as Tiffany Haddish. It's getting bad.
Okay, so there's actually a social media tweet about Gabrielle Union. So this is from Preston Mitchum. It says, at Gabrielle Union's... Oh, this is actually for the next video that we're going to be showing. So check out Gabrielle Union's smirk. But this is what he said. Gabrielle's smirk is giving us black women been telling y'all this. But y'all... But I know y'all will listen to my white colleague over here. So this tweet is talking about Ellen Pompeo. Mm-hmm. Ellen Pompeo was totally trending on Twitter when this came out. Yes. And black people were given the two claps, you know, Biden for sure.
To the cookout.
Exactly. She definitely had a lot of invitations to the cookout, I saw. So let's roll this.
This day has been incredible. And there's a ton of women in the room. But I don't see enough color. And I didn't see enough color when I walked in the room today. And I had a meeting with a director of another endorsement project that I'm doing. I said, you know, when I show up on set, I would like to see the crew look like the world that I walk around in every day. And I think it's up to all productions to make sure that your crew looks like the world we see. As Caucasian people, it's our job.
Oh, it got cut off. But yeah. She pretty much said it's our job because it's the problem that we started.
You know what? I agree. And, you know, with the tweet, like, you know, black women been saying this, but, you know, only. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, throughout history, we have been vocal about what we want. However, and we have gotten things on our own, but we did need help from the other side to get things all the way fully through. Yeah. You know what I mean? It takes everybody to make something happen. It does. You know what I mean? It's not going to take us alone. Like, we have to be the ones fighting for sure. But then we definitely need the other hand, the one that is, you know, has the final say. So, like, you know what? No, this isn't right. This is, like, almost like the same thing with Amy Schumer had said about, you know, the Super Bowl this year about, you know, Maroon 5 performing. Mm-hmm.
But you want to piggyback again off of what you are saying. Mm. I find it very interesting how easily and quickly white women are applauded for speaking up in regards to people of color. Yeah. And I would take a little bit, less emphasis off of it's our job. Mm. No, as a human being, you should just want to. It's not your job. It's not your duty. Yeah. You should just want to do it. Also, her husband black.
Yeah.
And she got a black son.
So, I mean, duh, she's gonna, and then Emma
like, yeah, girl, Emma, shut up. You ain't been saying nothing. Emma's
like, she was like, I just did a drink video.
Like, one of my closest friends is black.
So I'm just like, yes, everyone was inviting her to the cookout, but it's like white women are so easily and quickly celebrated for saying the things, Raylan, that we have been saying, but we're too sassy and outspoken. Mm-hmm. I got too much mouth.
And it's kind of sad because, like, you know, Ellen Pompeo is with a black man. So once you're in an interracial couple, you see black from a different perspective.
You got to.
We don't have a lot of women, like, white women who aren't affiliated with black people. All, like, Pink, I feel like, is, like, one person I can name on the top of my head.
Pink is white.
Yeah, I was like, that's the only person I know that has, like, not dated a black man. But it's still, like, all about, like, Black Lives Matter.
Well, she did roll on our culture for a long time, because for the longest time I thought she was black, so she did culturally appropriate for a long time. Okay, we ain't gonna talk about Justin Timberlake either.
This one with the hot takes right here.
No one's safe. But yeah. You know what I mean? So we have to have more people speak.
Right, I agree. And I totally agree with what you're saying, Ashley, about how just as a human being, you should want
just
for everyone to be equal. Yeah. But I agree with you also that, like, we do need people from all walks of life to just come in and be together and try to elevate each other.
Because you know what? Yeah. There are some black people at the top who are quiet.
Yes.
Who do not. So that's what I mean.
Yes.
Because crickets. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay. Yep. Okay, well, there.
There are crickets. Definitely some that work against.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
you got that look. every time you have that look, I know.
I was like, is she looking at me?
I know there's something in there.
Man, you know, inclusion is the word of the day, and diversity, and I'm all for it, and we got to support each other. The flip side is I saw a really, I don't want to ish on this movie, but I saw a really bad black film, quote black film, last weekend.
What's it called?
Widows.
I just saw Widows.
Yes, I haven't seen it yet. Only because I was hooked. I like the director. Uh-huh. I like Viola Davis. They had a great cast. And they were like really hyping it, but they were also like pushing, you know, the diversity angle, female leads. I'm like, okay, that's good. I'm with it. But when I saw it, here's the one of the things that just kind of disappoints me. And I think it goes back to what our parents say. I don't know if it's we always have to be, I don't know, three times better, or just more importantly, just, you know, dot our I's and cross our T's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when people focus too much on this, or focus too much on the diversity thing, which I'm for, in lieu of the story or in lieu of the craft, it kind of is like a bad look. It's kind of like a bad advertiser. I'm going to take it back. What's his sister's name who was in 12 Years a Slave?
Kerry Washington.
But the other one. But you're right. She had the minor role. But anyway, it's not
Lupita?
Totally.
Lupita? I know. I'm like, Lupita?
No, she had a real minor role. Here's the thing.
We don't know. That's how minor it was.
I mean, are we talking about extra? It's kind of off topic, but my analogy is that she was caught having sex in public.
Oh,
in her car.
Yes, I remember that story. I don't remember her name, but I remember that story.
And
yes.
I shouldn't even quote that with craft, but get your swerve on, do your thing. But my whole thing is like, I can relate what she was doing. But if I was her, I wouldn't have popped like the whole like, well, you're just picking on me because I'm black and thing. That's what she said to the police. And it's like, I'm all about right is right. We got to push forward.
Okay, so what's going on with the widows? Because I'm trying to figure out what we...
It was just bad. It's just poor character development and bad writing. Like, good premise, though.
Okay.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
That's really interesting to me. Yeah. But I mean, if you guys really want to see a movie that I think that y'all should support, it's about black our people... It's Green Book. The Green Book is amazing.
Okay.
I'll definitely see that. It's basically...
I like to support.
Black people, you know, had a pamphlet, like a DMV pamphlet of where they could and could not go in America, in the United States.
Yeah.
And so...
That's like apartheid. Yeah.
Go check that out.
All right.
Okay.
You heard it here first. Check it out. All right, we're going to move on to the woke segment, the Zal segment. Let me take it from here. Yes.
All right, let me talk to my camera, the woke camera over here. Apologies to our anchor producer for springing this on her, Alina. Uh-huh. I just had this last minute idea about pushing the woke book challenge. Mm-hmm. Okay, those of you remember, I brought up Lord Jamar from Brand Nubian. Golden Era Hip Hop Group a couple of weeks ago, and he started this old book challenge back when people were doing the whole thing about posting money on their shoulder. He was like, yo, read a book, post some knowledge on your shoulder, don't always post a stack at the strip club. Well, anyway, I just want to give a shout out to Dr. Boyce Watkins, who his whole thing is black economic empowerment, and he started the woke book challenge.
I
brought a couple of our woke books here, and just, you know, doing like this.
Nice.
Thank you. We like that. And you know, I forgot to mention that last week because this was his counterpoint to, like, if you don't vote, black people, well, you know, develop yourself economically. Do something.
Right. Important.
Wow. Yeah.
But still going to vote.
I like that. Yeah.
Okay. So, but up next, I don't know if you guys heard about this whole Macy's debacle, the Macy's ad. Mm-hmm. They've had a couple of debacles. Let's throw to the pick. They published this ad, and by the way, I want to say they should have given it more context because they did have a ton of other photos, but this is the one they published immediately. Macy's did it on their site and on Twitter, and Tariq Nasheed, he's one of the leading guys in the wokeness story, very controversial, but kicks a lot of knowledge. He pointed out, okay, well, can you tell me, like, what's problematic with this picture? And immediately I saw it because I knew what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. Basically, I don't know if you guys can see it really clearly, but basically there's no black males represented in the traditional family of the four families they have depicted. So the black men are, you know, it's... he kind of hinted that it's kind of like erasure of the black male husband father figure. Mm-hmm. And when you do see the other blacks depicted, it's more like an LGBT family or just kind of
it's
like
that ambiguous. Or like a single woman with
exactly yeah. That's what I should have started with, yeah. Or maybe even highlighting, and there's nothing wrong with single motherhood, but I guess I'm all into optics,
right?
Yeah.
She had to take a breath.
I just feel like sometimes people really just be doing stuff and like just dumb, like just right. Not really like knowing.
Well, I actually think this was on purpose.
I definitely think it was on purpose.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I definitely think that it was on purpose because it was going to start the social media conversation in regards to this picture specifically. Mm. What I choose to do when I look at this picture is see strength in that black woman and her raising three boys.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not going to let anyone take that away from me. I think that we have to be careful when getting people like Tyreek will really like try and ruffle feathers. Mm. But it's like, you know what? Take a step back. I see strength in that woman. I know a lot of women who are single parents or a single parent and have raised boys on their own, and the men are fire, honey. Holla at me. And so, seriously, so I just choose to see strength, but I do get your point.
I think both things can mature at the same time, too. Yeah. Just one other quick note. The thing about Macy's, they had some other controversy about diversity inclusion in the Macy's Day Parade over Thanksgiving. They had like the first same-sex couple kiss. And again, I'm all for inclusion, but it just goes to show how companies are trending. We know they've been trending this way, and diversity is a good thing, but I also think, again, like, execution is a thing. And it makes me wonder, like, who they have in there approving these ads. And even if it's a black person, that doesn't necessarily mean it's, you know, it's the right black person.
I think they just do it purposely for the intent of driving consumers to their website or to get people talking, because I'm pretty sure that sales were up. I don't think that this dampened their sales at all. Mostly white folks shop at Macy's anyway, so.
I thought you were going to say it's because of emasculation of the black male.
I don't choose to believe it. I mean, I do get how that is a thing in our community, and I think that there is some truth to that, but I just choose. Like, I'm just like, there's so much negativity. I just pick and choose my battle, and it's like, you know what? I'm going to uplift you no matter, brother. If you want to date a brother, go for it.
Yeah, that's all good. Like, that's all good.
Somewhere out there, this is a depiction of somebody's family.
Yeah, it is.
It's just tough.
It's just trying like, to yeah, you're not showing the other black family, you know.
Yeah. And it's hard when you're trying to find a man. Okay.
But you said we're looking in the right direction.
Honey, they everywhere. They everywhere. I'm like, do you like men or women? Because I'm confused. And then they be like, I like both. I'm like, I can't. Don't slide in my DM. Slide out. Go.
Oh, Lord.
And also, if our engineer can run the link of Newsweek's apology. It was really kind of a big deal, at least as far as the ad. So Newsweek immediately, did the mea culpa thing.
Yeah, they came out with an apology, pretty much, and said, oh, this wasn't our intent, and it was chosen from a whole bunch of pictures, and somebody put it together, and this, that, and the other.
This is giving me Shea Moisture vibes.
No!
Shea Moisture vibes.
Seriously, it is. I still don't use their product.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's...
Are they white-owned? Shea Moisture?
Well,
they sold it to a white company.
Yes,
that's right. See, you know what? This is why we use a can
and
too.
A little bit of Dove too. But you know what? Dove is going to be cruelty free in 2019. That so is I'm true. A support.
That is true.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, community.
All right, so we're going to move on to the viral moment of the week. Okay. This is actually like a clapback / viral moment. So we all know, you know, Ayesha Curry and Steph Curry, and they're like adorable kids.
Yes.
Adorable little family. So Ayesha Curry posted this cute little video on, you know, her Instagram of her and the oldest one. And it says, she's getting so big, y'all. I hope she always loved being silly with me, my big girl. Okay, so somebody in the comments then writes, Lord have mercy, why don't you know how to brush them girls' hair? Drives me nuts. Still love you, but damn, Ayesha. So Ayesha says, I don't make moments to happen for Instagram. Moments happen, and I sometimes share. I'm not going to doll my children up for perception and anyone's approval on here. If that's what you want to see, then this is not the page for you, real life over here. And yeah, people were loving that clapback from her.
Girl, you know, my hair used to be a damn ass.
Oh, yeah, same here.
And this is giving me, like, Blue Ivy all over again. Everyone was attacking a child because of her hair. Now, this puts in mind the whole messy bun situation. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. white girls wear messy hair all the time. But let me come in here with a messy bun. They be like, oh, bitch, you didn't find a comb today? Yeah. I'm like, well, dang. Do I always have to have my edges laid down? Like, I feel like I always have to.
They be teasing their hair. I be like, if I tease my hair, it look mad.
Just fall out. Just break off. Are you sporting the natural hair now for this?
Yeah.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah, no, let the kids be kids.
I know.
And leave the kids alone.
And it's like, it's not your child. Who are you to comment?
Yeah. Some girl named Bomb-Ass Blasian. That's the problem right there.
And then I hear Blasian, so that means that you got mixed girl hair. Ooh. Oh, so is that the problem? Because it ain't slick and smooth? Because that's also a problem in the black community. Good hair versus bad.
Everybody got that good hair.
Honey, my hair. nappy hair is good hair.
Anything that grows out of your hair is good hair.
Hair is good.
Period. I'm just like, what? How did I fall into this misconception? Because I was asleep. I wasn't woke about 5-7 years ago. Mm. Until the good Lord woke me up. Now I'm just like, okay. Yes. Like, I ain't got time for that, honey. I might come in here next week with my edges all awry, honey.
Do it. Church on
the Embrace. All right. Well, that does it for this week.
Oh, wow.
Where can the good people find y'all?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren.
Everybody, your boy Al G. I'm trying to migrate things over to my Instagram. This is new, Al G_Jamaica House Film.
Blah. Nice. And everyone, you can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV.
And you guys can find me on all the internet at Alina Vision. And until next time, we'll see you later. Peace. From executives Kevin Undergaro, Deanna Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions or comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.